Hey gang, John here. Fair warning on this particular episode of 50 Days. There is some echo that occurs between Jen and Lacey. This is mostly due to the fact that they're physically close to each other. I mean, geographically close to each other, I guess? Not physically, whatever. You get what I mean. So their mics are picking up each other at certain points. We did our best to mute a mic when one wasn't talking. But, you know, on occasion, things got really animated, so on occasion you'll hear some echo from the two of them. But other than that, it's a great podcast, and it's a supersized one, so, you know, enjoy your weekend with this particular podcast. All right. Till next time. Tacos. Bye.
There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is really neat.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the unique geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that gives and gives and gives. And joining me, as always, is the very charitable Lee. Lee, how are you doing?
Hi. Yes, we do give. You know what we give? We give time and effort, and we give ourselves and our hearts and our souls.
And love.
And love. Aww. And always, always do we give love. And I'm going to say this out of love, too. So before we go anywhere else, those people who are going right now on the Dragon Con pages and going other places and saying things like, I can't wait until it's 2 weeks out to get a schedule. Let me explain. No, let me sum up, because you are going to not like what I'm going to say. Suck it up, buttercup. Okay? Put on your big girl panties and deal. Put on your big boy briefs or boxers or whatever. Or if you're not wearing any underwear, just suck it up. Because guess what? It used to be that you didn't get a Dragon Con schedule until the Thursday night before con. Okay? There wasn't this app. People weren't putting things on Facebook. It was called a paper and highlighters. And you did it while you were standing in line for hours to get your badge. Okay? So guess what? We have gotten much better. But this idea that you should be able to get a schedule now is kind of crazy. First of all, as we say all the time, it's tentative. All of that stuff you might set up could change. Okay? There are still adding guests. Very truthfully, a lot of the guests right now that are being added are a lot of musical guests. I'm very excited about that. Some new names, some friends from before, but a lot of new names of bands this year. So that's really cool. But we have been told, those of us who are directors, that there might be somebody else coming. You might have some other guest at some point. So guess what? Suck it up, buttercups. If it's 2 weeks before con and the app isn't out, I do not, Lee does not, for Xtracker Paranormal, put out a schedule. I do not, because I have been burned in the past. I will talk about that more when we just talk about one of those two tracks. But I will say this. Even me, even Lee herself, if we are not 2 weeks out and the app isn't up, I will then put it out. 2 weeks is long enough to set everything up, even if you're trying to do photo ops. Even if you're trying to do signings, even if you're trying to go to big panels, 2 weeks will be okay. I know we all want to be as organized and prepared as possible, but sorry, that's a little tough love here. Suck it up, buttercup.
So, and hopefully, tell us how you really feel.
Hold on, I got to get back to you in a second. Hold on. So suck it up, buttercup, because the more you know, there you go. That was that lovely thing, the more you know. But the other issue here is that things change. Dragon Con, you need to be flexible, because the issue is, as John and I just said, we give love and soul and heart and hours, hours of our time to doing this. And you know what? Sometimes things change because all of a sudden this great, great idea to give money to a great, wonderful charity called Special Olympics this year comes up. And our wonderful person, or the two people, Jen, who is the director, and Lacey, who is her second, are on with us today. And they come to us and say, hey, we have got a great idea, but it's going to be moving some things. And you know what we say? We say, first of all, Jen, for you, whatever you want, because she scared me. Number two, because I honestly do think her role model is Sam Carter from Stargate. And if there's anybody who could probably try to break me, it would be her. But that's one. And number two, it's because, you know, John and I do give money to charity, but, you know, we aren't able to do it through this. So, Jen, how you doing and what's coming up for charities? Sorry, but I had to get that rant out because I don't.
No, I was having flashbacks when I was the director for a track.
And I
kind of ducked and covered over here. I'm just saying.
Somebody's had their caffeine this morning, that's for sure.
Mine's sitting here next to me. I think my caffeine might be afraid of me. I'm just saying.
That's fine. Okay.
We have got a slate of more charity events this year. I am so happy to say across more tracks than we have had in my entire years being involved with Dragon Con. More of our directors are putting events together in their track. More people are jumping on board, and we literally have an opportunity in every single track room to contribute to our charity cause this year. And I can talk more about that later, but that one's fun. That one actually caused a change of my badge name, and that's a fun story.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So,
yeah, wait.
Wait, you must tell now.
Yeah, we need that one now. Sorry, we really do have no patience.
No, it's all good. So for 13, 14 years, my badge name has been Janara, which is from way back when, and a certain group of people will know me. And this year, I'm very proud to say my new badge name is Fancy Cans because of all the fancy cans you will see all around Dragon Con. And God love Rachel Reeves. And yeah, so Jen and her fancy cans will forever, that's going on my gravestone. I'm just saying.
And where did you get that idea of fancy cans and buckets and stuff?
No. The fancy cans is all Rachel, but the buckets. So.
We'll talk about that in a minute. No.
Oh, okay. See, that's I was okay. Starting your story. Go ahead.
I know. Don't start my story yet, but okay. I love it. Fancy cans.
Yeah. So.
It's kind of like it can kind of go with the Jonathan Colton. Hey, Miss.
There you go. I like this.
That's kind of awesome. Awesome. Somebody needs to filth that who's not me and has musical ability. Okay. Jen, how did the Dragon Con charity start? How did you get involved? And how is now Lacey involved? Hi, Lacey.
Hello.
So the Dragon Con charity has been going long since before I started coming to Dragon Con in 2003. In 2006, I got involved with the brand new Stargate track. And then in 2008, in 2007, we had Paul McGillion that year from Atlantis. And the last panel of the year turned into an impromptu auction in the track room. And I've said these numbers for years, and I will probably get them wrong this year because I don't have them written down. But in 45 minutes, we raise between $3,000 and $4,000. I think that's right. So yay! So then the following year, we pitched the idea to do a full 1 hour auction, and we did a 1 hour auction, and we actually sourced donations throughout the year. And that 1 hour auction was 2008. And it just happened that year was the American Heart Association. And we had Don S. Davis with us in 2006. He was there for our first year as a track for Stargate. And he was slated to come back in 2008. And unfortunately, he passed away that summer due to complications from his heart. So when the shout out is made to General Hammond in Stargate, that he had heart complications. That was actually a shout out to Don himself. But anyway, so instead of having Don at the show, we said we were going to do our auction in honor of Don S. Davis. And our goal for the weekend was we wanted to raise $10,000, and the tagline was, let's do it for Don. And when all was said and all was done and all was counted, the Stargate track that year raised $14,500, and we donated it in his honor. And DragonCon as a whole that year, including that donation amount, sent $25,000 to the American Heart Association, which was to date the most that DragonCon had donated in a single year. So that's kind of how we got started. The next year, they doubled our time, and we've had an auction. Excuse me. The Stargate track has had a separate auction every year since. Now, I took over the directorship of the Stargate track in 2009. And in 2012, on our fifth year, we retroactively named that auction the Don S. Davis Memorial Charity Auction. It is still going. It goes every year. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. It follows the main auction, which runs 10 to 2 p.m. on Sunday of the convention. A few years ago, Everett Beach stepped down as director of charity events, and I was very honored. I got two phone calls that day, one that was a heads up from one person that said, hey, they're going to call you and ask you to do this. And I know that person's going to hear this and grin. But anyway, and the other was a phone call officially calling saying, hey, everybody said call Jen. So we're all calling, or we're officially asking you to move from director of the Stargate track to director of charity events. And I said, yes, please. So that was my start. And now, oh my gosh. So the past three years,
about right. Yeah.
We've had a $50,000 match from DragonCon each year, and we have taken it, by golly, for the last 3 years.
Woohoo,
so this year, they've thrown down the gauntlet and said, hey,
oh, now we're getting
$200,000 now.
Booyah.
So we're looking to take as much as we can. And Lacey is awesome. She participated in the auctions as a fan and, you know, buyer for years, and then volunteered her time just helping us with stuff. And now she's actually on my team, and Woo-hoo! She's here in Atlanta. So she's always helping me with stuff here. And people think we're either sisters or, you know, some other form of related, and we're not. We just happened to meet through DragonCon and hit it off, and so it's kind of cool. And I've had so many people that have started off just observing and participating in the auctions that are now volunteers on my team, and people that show up at the show and are like, hey, do you need a bid spotter this year? Or hey, what can I do this year? And that's just really, you know, so many people feel the same way you do, that you may not have the time. I mean, you may not have the money to donate, or you may only have change to drop into some fancy cans. .. But everybody's got a little bit of time here or there. And it really takes all those people coming together, spending those little bits of time together to make something super awesome.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, sometimes, and I also want to say to people, you know, sometimes you also have a weird fandom item that maybe, you know,
Yes. It's
okay to pass it on. Or maybe it's something that, you know, 20 years ago, this meant a lot to you, or as some of us are, you know, inheriting things from aunts and uncles who maybe unfortunately have passed on. It's like, this meant a lot to my aunt and uncle, but I'm not a Doctor Who fan, but this is signed by whoever, you know, it's signed by Troutman. The first Doctor, or it's signed by
Hartnell.
Yeah. Sorry, my Hartnell. Thank you, Jim. Or it's signed by somebody else, or it's, you know, this is something from Red Dwarf, or this is something, I'm trying to think of an old, Space 99, which was done, 1999, which was done in the US or something like that. And it was like, this was really big then, but it's not a big deal to me. So if you have something like that, and I'm not just saying like a you know, you can tell me if you want this or not. I'm not talking like an old Pop Funko. You know,
I want everything.
We want all of your spring cleaning. We want your geek spring cleaning. Bring it on.
There you go. All right. So all spring cleaning. But, you know, if you have something really big like that, that's gonna bring in some money. And sometimes it's not fandom related. Like I am giving Jen, and we've already kind of talked about it, I'm giving them a Hamilton poster signed by the Chicago cast that they sell for Broadway Cares. I picked up an extra one so that I could give that to be bid upon. And you might have to outbid Jen for it. So Jen,
how dare you say that's not geek related?
Well, I mean,
I totally geek out over Hamilton.
Well, all of us geek out over Hamilton. It's pop culture related. It's not sci-fi.
But everyone keep in mind that Dragon Con is the largest sci-fi, fantasy, and pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
See, that encompasses everything.
Pop culture and gaming. So also think about the gaming too. You might have a perfectly wonderful copy of the Jar Jar Adventure. That came out. That's never been opened.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's pretty awful. We bought it. I'm keeping it for a little while longer, but yeah. So you might have a game like that. That honest to God, if you've never opened it and you're like, I don't know why I bought this. Talk to them about, you know, see if they want it. You know, you can always email them. But as they already said, they want all your geek spring cleaning. So yes. Hey, send it on, babies.
Yes, and you can go. The mailing address, you send it to Dragon Con Charity Events, 445 Atlanta South Parkway, number 105, Atlanta, Georgia, 30349. However, this close to con, it would be so much easier if you just brought it to us at the show. The charity booth will be open starting on Thursday from 10 to 7. We'll be there Friday from 10 to 7. It is, if you go to where the Walk of Fame is and look to your left, you'll see big gold letters up on the wall that say registration. That is not Dragon Con's registration. That is the Marriott registration booth when they have conventions there, smaller conventions. If you're standing outside the Walk of Fame, staring at the doors that you know you want to go into, and you look to your left, that is the charity booth. You can drop off any of the, and we literally took 9 boxes from someone last year. I'm not even kidding. There is no limit to what you can drop off with us. It's geekdom. I mean, I don't want your lawn chairs, really, unless they're signed by William Shatner.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, let's keep it within what we think our family. Yeah. If you have a lawn chair signed by William Shatner, that would be different. But right. Yeah, keep it Dragon Con related. Keep it media, pop culture, sci-fi, fantasy, gaming.
Right.
In my head, I just see William Shatner sitting on a lawn screaming, getting off my lawn.
Lacey, I saw the same exact thing in my head.
Love it.
Okay, you both scare me just a tiny bit. But no, it's right there. And Jen, you're still at the same place you were last year, right?
Absolutely. We're at the same place we've been for the last 5 years.
That's what I thought. Okay, so if you're in the Marriott, and you're at the lobby level, you go down those escalators, and on one side is the Dragon Con store, and straight across from it is charity.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, that you see them right there. So that's where you're going.
That's perfect.
So
it's really
So Lacey, you're the second at charity events. Is this your first year or second, or is this
Technically, I'm not the second. Right. I just happen to be in town, and her second is in Alabama. So I pick up some slack when he can't make it to Atlanta, which is fine.
Gotcha. So you're just the 2.5.
Yeah, I'm just kind of gung ho, and she calls me when stuff needs to happen, and she needs a second person around Atlanta. So
there's like a 2A and a 2B. Gotcha. That's all right.
Yes,
that works.
No big deal with that. That's all good.
Just in general, how did you get involved in Dragon Con, and then how did Jen suck you into
you know, it's funny, I've only been going, I think this is my 8th year maybe. So the first year I went, I was big into the Stargate stuff. I went to every single Stargate panel, all the different, you know, signings and all that kind of stuff, and I saw randomly that there was a Stargate auction, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. And so I've been going ever since. the first year, I think Martin Garrow had donated some really cool stuff. And so I actually got a board game that a fan had made for him. And so he donated it to the auction. It was this really cool, like fan art kind of board game. And then I started just chatting with Jen and sort of fell into place. And I've been going to all the auctions ever since. And anytime I'm there, I'm always like, what do you need me to do? So she was like, you need to put a volunteer badge on. Like you're here the whole time. Why not be a volunteer? Yeah.
Yeah. Number one, you're now a volunteer. So let's get you the real badge that you need.
Exactly.
With the big neon lanyard. So everybody knows you're a volunteer too.
Well, I work in film and I'm always kind of a behind the camera person. So I've always been like a behind the scenes person. So the idea of having a badge was not really in the forefront of my mind.
Mm. Yeah, so, I know.
Yeah. It was just kind of like, okay, I need that. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Well, Lacey, I have to ask because, and Jen, you're going to come back in a minute, but Lacey, you weren't the person that bought the Michael Shanks signed pants that also had sweat stains and were smelly, were you?
No, I did not buy any Michael Shanks sweaty pants. No.
And I hear Jen laughing in the background. So Jen, come on back into this conversation. Because you've told me about these pants, and these pants went for a buku of money. And
you know, we've had some of the craziest things over the years.
And I think that's, guys, I get it. If David Duchovny had a pair of sweaty pants, and they were talking about David Duchovny, Agent Coulson, yep, my child doesn't need to go to college. I can totally buy those pants. So, as I say this, he does need to go to college. He is going to college. But I don't need an extra. Well, no, DragonCon already got one kidney. I'm not sure. I'd figure out something. I don't know what I don't need. A thumb. I don't know. But
donate plasma.
There is a story about these pants. But you've had some really odd things that the actors also have donated from Stargate. And I'm sure, you know, you got a Stargate, but you've also got some other stories now, just regular auctions. I know Eddie McClintock, who we dearly love and unfortunately can't be there this year. We found out that, well, first of all, I got in trouble because he was drawing on the tables during panels. Eddie is a doodler and he's actually a very good artist. He's actually an accomplished artist. And so we got him a pad and he started drawing and we've given you pictures that he's donated to give to charity. And those have been awesome. And they're signed by him and the date and everything else. So that's been good. But I mean, first of all, I want to hear about the pants. And then I also want to hear, like, what else has been something that you've just gone, this is kind of awesome, and I didn't think it would raise this much money?
Well, I mean, you pretty much told the pants story. It was
Is that the whole used. Of the pants story, really?
That's all I really remember. I mean, it was screen used. Someone had gotten them from one of the, you know, the post-production auctions, and it had the note that said, you know, Michael Shanks wore these pants, and there were... you know, certain, I don't want to say stains, but obvious signs of wear.
And they smell funky, people. And then
I didn't remember that part. I will redact myself from that comment.
You redact yourself all you want. I remember what you told me. And also, like, that was like his first year here. Like, he even signed them, right?
I believe so. Yeah. That's been years. That's 2000
years.
Seven, I think, was the year he came first.
Yeah,
so.
And that was, I just remember you, because we saw each other at Dead Dog, and she goes, I have to tell you this. And I said, what? And she said, and how much did they go for, like $1,000 or $2,000?
It was up there, man. But frankly, I mean, come on, if you had David Duchovny's,
I already said,
I just almost said something, that would go for a while, wouldn't it?
If I had sweaty David Duchovny pants, yep.
Right, yeah, that's my point.
Agent Coulson pants. I'm sorry if any of the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. want to donate something
sweaty
that
pants,
they want on set.
We will buy them.
Sweaty pants, sweaty shirts. Ming-Na Wen wants to give us one of those leather vest things.
Right. We'll take it. You know, you bring up a good point, though. For years, a lot of the actors didn't realize we had such a...
Yes.
A charity drive. And... Actually, one year, one of my favorite stories is Claudia Black was there. Mm-hmm. And
Stargate. If you don't know who Claudia Black is, you lose at fandom bingo.
She's the other half of my heart. with Sam Carter. We'll just go there. Anyway, if we ever had Amanda Tapping and Claudia Black at Con, Lacey would have to take over charity events for that year because I would be absent. It just wouldn't happen. Anyway, but no, Claudia was there, and it was the year she was at Con, and she was very pregnant, and you know she was sitting backstage, and we had like the 1 o'clock panel or the 2:30 panel or whatever that immediately preceded. It was the 2:30 panel. It immediately preceded the 4 o'clock Stargate auction. So we, of course, were telling our fans that were there for the Supergate panel about the auction. And so backstage, she asked me, she says, "You have an auction?" And I said, "Yes." And I'm not going to attempt to Claudia Black speak. But effectively, she said, "Well, you know, I didn't know, but I have some barrettes up in my room. They're the ones that I wore in the last episode of SG-1.
You want them?
Do you think that you think anybody would bid on that?" And I went, "Yeah,
yes, ma'am. Says, and who can I stand up with you to go get them right now?"
No, that was just it. Yeah. She says, "I can't go get them right now. I have another commitment. But whoever wins them, I would be happy to give them to them backstage at tomorrow morning's panel." And I went, and I said, "If you're sure," I said, "you know," she goes, "well, if you think they'll bring in any money, it's such a good cause. And, you know, it's in honor of Dawn and all this stuff." And she was very serious. She says, "and I would, you know, I brought them just in, I thought maybe I would give them away at a panel, but they're in my room. But if you can use them, then auction them and I'll bring them to tomorrow morning's panel and I'll give them to the winner myself." And I went, "Okay."
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, sight unseen, okay, just with me giving that verbal description at the auction, they went for over $800 for a pair of hair. And the next morning she brought them and she was so concerned. She says, did they raise any money? I said, "Honey, sit down.
Please sit. You're pregnant because we do not want to startle you. You're pregnant, very pregnant. Please sit down, ma'am. Please."
And when I told her, she just, I mean, she teared up. She was so sweet. She says, "You're joking." And I was like, "No." She says, "Well, where's the person?" And so I waved her over the person who had won the auction, and she hugged her. And I mean, they probably talked for the 10 minutes preceding that panel. You know, I mean, it was more. I think it was more than the actors realize their time and just something, that personal touch. Probably the hair clips were nice, but I'm sure it was that personal presentation and that wanting to do something good for our charity that year.
Well, I've got to give you've done that one. John Noble, we asked him if he would mind. We were thinking about, we had done this the year before with a Warehouse 13 panel. And I think this was the first year that, I'm blanking on her name, John. Micah had been there. Joanne had been there. And I said, "Would you all mind signing? I've got a Warehouse 13 that all of them were in there." And this was one that we had that was that huge year that Aaron was there and Claudia and Allison and everybody. Right. And so they all signed it. And I said, "We're going to do a silent auction during this panel. And at the end of this panel, high bid wins, and it's a silent auction." And this is when I said, and I think at this point, I can't remember if we were taking credit cards or not, but somebody had told me we would take checks.
Right.
And I said, "We will take checks, but I'm going to tell you that I will send out the FBI if this check bounces, but we will take checks or cash." And now we take credit cards because we can work with them to do that.
We take credit cards at the auctions. That's the only place I know we take the credit.
So, right. So we could work out something with that. I now know that with Jen. And we did it. And right there, just in the room going through it, I think it went for like $750.
Yeah.
And then like the next day, one of Eddie's first pictures went and the guy said, "I got it for $250. I felt I was ready to go up to $500. And Eddie's like, "I got more art, man." But so many people are so amazed by that. So the next year, John Noble was there and I asked him if he would mind signing. I had a Fringe DVD. If he would mind signing it, we were going to do the same thing. I mean, I think that's where we raised like $750 again or $1,000 just for that, because somebody was, and he just looked at him and went, "For a DVD with my signature?" And I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "But it's a great cause," because he was right. We were up on stage when they were doing it and he gave the person a hug and I said, "You know, it's not just your signature. It's also, this is for a great, great cause." And he had already heard about the charity. So That's great. And I want to talk about these great, great causes. So we have done the Atlanta Food Bank, which was amazing. And
Atlanta Food Bank, right?
Right. We've done the food bank. Last year we did the, I'm going to say CSS, which is the.
The Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency.
Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency. I don't know why that one is so hard. I just want to call them the people that help you with housing and work. So there you go.
Right. There you go. That works.
That works too. And that's not what they're called. So I do want to get their right name out, which is a great card.
Year before last was the lymphoma.
We've done lymphoma, which we've had, all of us have lost somebody to cancer, and the Dragon Con family, unfortunately, has lost two people to lymphoma, and I'm tearing up, so I'm going to stop. And then this year, we're doing it for Special Olympics. So how do charities get selected? And yeah, go there. How do charities get selected?
It is now easier than ever to actually literally apply to partner with us. Now, chances are the charities are already in the works for the next 2 to 3 years, because we do take the time to make all the legal commitments and arrangements so that we have a full partnership with our charities so that we can maximize what we can give to them and what we can do to work with them. We also now have our, you know, Dragon Con superheroes, which we can talk more about later, but we usually try to do something each year with our superhero volunteers with the annual charity. But now, in the last several months, we now have an application online. If you go to dragoncon.org and tab over media and PR, you will see the charities in the drop-down list. You tab over charities, and there is a link that says charity application. I can send you guys to put on the website the actual, you know, physical URL link for it. But if you click on that, it goes to a letter that tells you about partnering with us and that the charity application eligibility guidelines. And then it's an actual paper application, which you can fill out and mail in, or I believe you can fill out, say, in, you know, Adobe, and then submitted electronically via email. There is a completed application being returned via email link at the bottom. So if you send in an application, then if we do not have another similar charity in the works, or if we need more information from you, I am not on that charity selection committee. But it does go to a committee of our seniors for consideration and for contact for further information.
And let's just say this very honestly, guys, no charity too big or too small. I know you're hearing like lymphoma, and you're hearing, you know, Special Olympics, which you probably think of like as really big charities, and they are. But we've also as she said, the Center for Self-Sufficiency, what we gave them $100,000 last year is like what they had planned for a fourth of their budget for the whole year. So you understand that every dollar we give, and the Atlanta Food Bank doing that. And so every dollar goes to them. Dragon Con keeps nothing. Okay. Nothing. I'm dead serious on this, people. And I cannot say that enough.
Go ahead, Lacey. You're going to say something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, we've also done some smaller stuff. Like, you know, I mean, obviously the food bank or whatever, but we did, there was the Georgia Conservancy 1 year partially, you know, they were three charities that year. So they were kind of split up where each of the three charities got something, you know, some donations. So, I mean, small, big, you know, everything is open for discussion.
Well, not only that, when you talk about the American Heart Association, you talk about Lymphoma Society, you talk about this year lupus, you talk about this year's Special Olympics. Those are all chapters in the North Georgia region. We're not contributing to the national budget. We are contributing to our local chapters. So you hear Atlanta Community Food Bank, you know that stays in Atlanta. You hear the Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency, you know that stays in Atlanta. You hear Special Olympics of Georgia, it stays here. I mean, here, North Georgia, you know, that doesn't say it's not helping nationwide, but money that we're able to contribute to our local efforts takes pressure off of our local chapters and helps them to do more good in our area. And helps also, them, at, you know, by extension, helps the rest of them on a national level. Yes.
Yeah.
But we are very dedicated to helping members of our own community and the Southeast area where Dragon Con calls home. So
and also just remember, too, that, you know, they're very careful on who they select. I think all of these I've looked up recently just because somebody else was asking me a question. But almost all of these meet those great charity guidelines of 10% or less for administrative costs. Most of them are very, very low on administrative cost. And you can look them up yourself. You don't have to believe me. The other thing there is so let's say this year that we give to the Georgia Special Olympics $200,000.
That'd be amazing. Okay?
That would be, first of all, it'd be freaking amazing. Second of all, if something comes up at a national level where the national is saying, hey, one of our Olympics needs some money and can anybody help? Georgia may be able to say, you know, you were planning on giving us 25. We don't need it because Dragon Con helped us so much. Okay. So they're able to help maybe, I don't know, Montana Special Olympics. I have no idea. I don't know how this works, but trust me that national centers do that. I work with a couple of different foundations that do that. So this is great. I also want to say, even though, and if your charity isn't picked for the big Dragon Con charity, let's talk about the Dragon Con superheroes, the volunteers. So that is also something you guys, I know we do, Dragon Con does, all year long.
Well, really quick, I wanted to kind of jump back in on the national versus, smaller. There are very several, like, you know, the giant foundations, like the Gates Foundations and major foundations like that. A lot of times if a national charity gets X dollars cumulatively from all of their individual, you know, states or individual chapters, places that are so like the giant charitable, you know, like Bill Gates and, you know, like several others like that. They will match.
And others. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Like the giant, the billionaires, you know, there are several people who will match full yearly budgets and stuff like that. So every dollar that we give to the Atlanta chapter goes into that tally for the larger charity, you know, for the national charity. So that's also something to think about.
Yeah, that is. And thank you, Lacey. I'm so glad you brought that up because a lot of these people do, when they are looking at corporate donations, whether it's Coca-Cola, even, you know, Georgia specific corporate donations, let's say it's Hewlett-Packard or Georgia Paper, sorry, not Hewlett-Packard, Georgia Paper or Coke. Those also, they're able to look and say, hey, look, we've raised X amount. And they go, oh, that's great. You have a really great fundraising campaign. We're going to also help you too. And they do that. They really do look at that.
If your dollar is matched by Dragon Con, that means your dollar is worth $2. And then later on, if someone else matches it, your dollar is now worth $4. Right. So it's just literally every cent counts.
Yep, exactly. Thank you. Yay. Okay, so now we'll go to
Yay.
Yeah, the Dragon Con Heroes program.
Yeah, the Dragon Con superheroes. As of this year, I believe in the last 3 years, we've contributed about 2,000 hours of community service. Mm-hmm. Usually done in the months leading up to Dragon Con. I know we've had some fall projects before. We've had some spring. We generally always do the Walk to End Lupus Now. We've been partnering with Lupus from way back. We have some very personal connections with Lupus in the Dragon Con family. We sorted food for the Atlanta Community Food Bank a few years ago. We did a trail cleanup at Sweetwater Creek a couple of years back. I know we've supported the Lymphoma Walk 2 years ago. They've mulched some of Piedmont Park. Most recently, we did... We all did donations and packing backpacks for the, what is it, for the kid and all of us?
Yeah.
I think
that's what it's called. Yeah, that sounds right.
So we did like a school supply and backpack drive. Right now, we're looking for donations for like the 13 to 19 year old range for the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, though donations for any age range will be accepted. Apparently that 13 to 19 year old range is the where they get the fewest items. So things like, what do teenagers like? I mean, think about
Apple iTunes cards. I mean, is that
right? Exactly.
Like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Or even if you maybe you're really, really charitable and you want to buy two DSs or whatever the whole Nintendo Switch thing is or whatever.
Frankly, like if your child got a new 3DS for Christmas and don't need their old DS select or whatever anymore, if you have old handhelds or old board games or card games or anything, or if you want to, when I say old, gently used is generally what they go for.
Don't give crap to kids that are in the hospital. Come on, people.
Right, exactly. But and honestly, if you have any of those donations and you'd like to drop them off with us at charity, just let us know it's for children's healthcare and it's not for our charity auctions. And we'll have a big box back there behind the booth that says Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and we'll be happy to take those donations at the show.
I will now start looking through some stuff too, because I think we might even have some games that maybe they already have the game systems to that they could use that are at that 13 to 16 age. And he's not playing anymore. Why in the world not? You know, you're only going to get $2 or $4 if you take him back to GameStop. Forget that.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Real quick, because we kind of glossed over this point. Quickly explain what the Dragon Con superhero program is and how does one get involved if they want to help out?
Gotcha. Sorry, I kind of went off on a tangent there, didn't I? It is a community service project team for our members, volunteers, and staff. That is the, in a nutshell, explanation. There is a link, again, if you go to our charities page under media and PR, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you will see a descriptor about the superheroes. And I am actually sending you the link to put on the website right now. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's been going for about 3 years. And if you volunteer with the superheroes every year at the show, we have a special exclusive celebration. So if you volunteer at one of the events throughout the year, then you get invited to this nice little, hang out with all the other superheroes or the Dragon Con superheroes at Dragon Con. So.
And it's, guys, it's a lot of fun to do it. Recently, they needed some superheroes at a Special Olympics activity. Mm-hmm. And by superheroes, they needed Dragon Con volunteer superheroes, but they also wanted cosplay. And our community stepped the heck up. And we got, I think they had like 10 or 15 people on a very hot summer day that showed up and did this. So,
yes, they did a craft station. They did all kinds of things. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
And of course, another thing that comes underneath the charity flag is the blood drive, right?
Yes, it's the Robert Heinlein Pay It Forward blood drive. It starts on Thursday, goes all the way through Monday. It is sponsored by Life South. And every year they seem to top out. I think that we are the largest single event, donor event, I guess, in the country annually. It has moved all over the place. It says now it is at the Hyatt on the conference room level. And it's always give blood, get a free t-shirt. And of course the little snacks and or soda and juice that they give you so that you don't stand up and pass out. But,
and they usually have Nutter Butters, guys. They usually have Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butters are awesome. And again, what page do you think I'm about to direct you to? DragonCon.org, media and PR, charities. Yep. Scroll down. It's awesome. It's all there. I would bet that John's going to have the link on the website when this is done.
Yes, it will. It'll be there.
He will. And I also just want to say one other thing. And I know we're going long on this, folks, and I don't care because it's about charity and giving to people that we can help. The other thing I do want to say about the blood drive is every year we raise, as Jen just said this, we raise more than any other con. We raise more than any other con, one of those cons being a really big media con
across the U.S. Our 72-ish thousand person con does more than 150-ish con every year by like an order of magnitude. So keep giving. I cannot give blood anymore. I'm no longer allowed due to some anemia issues, but I got blood. I've donated for years. I'm B positive. That's why I like to donate. I got blood when I had surgery that didn't go well. And that's what saves lives. So donate if you can. They also, if you're somebody who can do phreesis and can take 2 hours to do that. And if you don't know what phreesis is, then you probably want to look it up and it'll say it on the page. But it takes about 2 hours to do that. But they will also do that at the con as well.
Hey, two quick things. One, yeah, I'm a little surprised to learn you can't give blood. I thought it, for the reasons you stayed, I thought it was because they were afraid your crazy would be transmitted. Two,
no, honey, no. Crazy doesn't get transmitted. That's okay. That's genetic, but it doesn't come through blood. They clear that one out.
Two, you and I are both the same blood type.
Are we really?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned for my safety now. All right.
Okay, good to know, though.
Just in
you're
case.
You're only 8 hours away. That's, yeah.
Just in case.
I just have this thing about Lee being positive all the time.
I do try to be in my con persona. That is very true.
So beyond all these things we've already talked about, there right. are actual events going on from the various tracks throughout the con.
Yes.
And you have a list that goes on for like 20 hours.
I have a list. So you're just going to have to clip some of Lee out from
which
earlier.
Which is awesome. List is super important. I don't know that that would be. That would. I think that would get me in trouble. I would need my more blood then.
Oh, there you go. All right. No. Okay. So obviously every year we have our Friday night charity event, which is a special event. This year it is the Dragon Olympics. It will be in the Centennial 6-7 ball or 6-7 meeting rooms ball Regency. Sorry. Hold on. Back up. Hyatt Centennial Hotel. Hyatt, whatever it's called.
The Hyatt Hotel, the Regency Ballrooms.
The Regency 6-7 Ballrooms. Yes, thank you. I was like, wait, Centennial did not come in there. Okay. So, it's start time is to be determined. It will start by 10, but it may be earlier than that. Watch the schedule. When you get to con, don't be pressuring people 2 weeks before. Like, Lee will jump down your throat, obviously. Anyway, but no, so that's a big deal. This year, it is.
2 weeks before is fine. 2 weeks before is fine. It's a month before.
Right. So it's geek trivia like you've never seen it before. It's going to be, think your standard geek bar trivia, but also think back to, field day from middle school and elementary school with physical challenges that you have to participate in. And we're talking teams of 10 and what? You want to have, you want to make sure that you have somebody that knows Lord of the Rings trivia and somebody that knows, tabletop gaming trivia and somebody that knows Harry Potter and maybe somebody that knows Stargate or Doctor Who or because just like all those, fun cartoons in the 80s where they had somebody from every TV show, you had your strongman and your bombshell blonde and you had the mascot and this, that, the other, you're going to want to have somebody from every, maybe a Ghostbuster on each team would be interesting. But anyway, so trivia is going to span the entire realm. If we have it at Dragon Con, chances are there's going to be a question in the pot from that niche. Now, and questions are going to range from how old was Harry Potter when the owl delivered his letter to things that I can't 11. Answer without Wikipedia. Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome.
Because nobody knew that. Anyway, that's okay. No, I'm just kidding. You just totally blew it, man. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. All right. So Geek Trivia and Physical Challenge Night. It is on Facebook. If you go to the Dragon Con Charity Events Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DragonConCharity. That's easy.
What night is this?
This is on Friday night. It's our main event. But I'm running long talking about that because I'm so excited about it.
I want to make sure because I'm actually thinking about putting together a team. So it's Friday night at what time?
It's Friday night. It's either going to start at 8:30 or 10. We're not sure which yet. Watch the site. Watch the Dragon Con Charity page. Watch the Facebook Dragon Con Charity page because that's where the event is. Lacey is busting a gut. Say it.
again, tentative until 2 weeks out.
No, tentative until it happens.
Until your butt is in a seat and it's going on, people.
It's all tentative until it's already happened.
That's the directive. It's tentative until the Tuesday after DragonCon.
That is one of my favorite things for this year. We're doing it in conjunction with the special events staff. So that'll be our special events team. Pardon me. So, okay. So that's our Friday night kickoff. Saturday, we have our books and art auction from 11 to 2. That's one of my favorite auctions. That is, again, in the Hyatt Hanover CDE room where our auctions are every year from 11 to 2, books and art, if it pertains to books or art. That's pretty much in the title. Saturday evening, let me pull out my calendar. We got so many people doing so many things. I got to back up one, though, because actually, you know what? No. Sunday is our main auction from 10 to 2 in that Hyatt Hanover CDE. Anything that does not fit into the other auctions will be in that main event auction. And then from 4 to 6 is our Don S. Davis Memorial Charity Auction, which now encompasses all things military sci-fi. A couple of years ago, the Stargate track expanded into the military sci-fi track. So now it's Stargate, it's Farscape, it's Babylon 5, it's Battlestar Galactica, it's Starship Troopers, which has an anniversary this year. It is Firefly. So anybody that is missing it's Firefly. It's Andromeda. It's so many things. That auction is from 4 to 6 p.m. All these auctions are in the same location. And then on Monday at noon, there is the art show auction. So that is one. They have a really cool project this year you can find out about on that charity page on DragonCon. They're giving each of their artists a paper. I think it's paper mache. It's a suitcase to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the first Harry Potter book coming out. So each artist is going to decorate the base item that is the suitcase. And then those items will be auctioned off at the art show auction on Monday at noon. It's in the grand halls on the exhibition level of the Hyatt. That's the only auction that is not held in the Hanover rooms. This one is in the grand halls at art show.
That's
all the main events. But I do want to plug real quickly on Thursday night, starting on Thursday night, there is Geek Trivia for Charity, hosted, Kevin Stollard and, his track. There is the X-Track dance party that Lee just told me about earlier. On Friday night, there is the Can't Stop the Signal dance in the Sheraton with the Military Sci-Fi Media Track. On Saturday night, the Military Sci-Fi again has their Trivia Games and Crafts Night, which is in their track room. And I want to say there are a couple of dances. There's the Young Adult Lit Track does their Yule Ball. Saturday morning, Kaleidoscope Track has Craft Time for Charity. They have Young Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. training, and those happen during the parade at 10 a.m. So if you don't want to get out in the crazy throng that is the parade, there's stuff to do inside with your kids that's
in the air conditioning.
Right.
And just a reminder, I said this during Kaleidoscope, and I'm going to say it again. If you go to the Young Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. training, and you then come to an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel that I am doing Q&A on, the child, not adults, will get to ask a question. You just got to show me your badge.
Aww, that's cool.
We'll do that. But yeah, so there's that. And usually also in Young Adult Lit, they do a money thing. You can put money down for like which house.
Right. So, I'm getting to that.
There'll be stuff too. So
I promise. I was wrapping with that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just Alt History has a charity poker tournament this year too. That's on Sunday evening.
What? Now, when? Huh?
Sunday evening from 10 to 12. Now there will be no winning of money. There will be a buy-in. You buy X number of chips and the chips when you get, it is a poker tournament. So it will get down to the top 1, 2, or 3 or whatever. They will have prizes. There is no actual gambling going on, but it is poker. I mean, I guess you're gambling for chips, but the chips won't have any dollar value, if that makes sense.
There is no money value. So this is a charity event.
Every cent that is paid into the poker tournament goes to the charity. None of it's going back to an individual. It's a $10 or $20 buy-in, I think, depending on how many chips you want to, you know, and I don't know if they'll let you do a double buy-in or, I mean, I'm sure they will because more money, the more, you know, fertility.
Well, I know where my husband will be one night, so that'll be good.
Right. So back to what you were saying, though, Lee, for a couple of years now, we've had several groups that have done the competitive Raising Change boxes. The Young Adult Lit does the House Cup. So you go in and you vote for your favorite house with your change or dollars. And at the end of the weekend, they tally up who wins the House Cup. And that's awesome. Alt History for years has done this versus that. I know my favorite was the Tesla versus Edison. And that one was fun. They've done Diesel Punk versus Steampunk. They've done several things. This year, Q is doing something very unique. He is letting you vote for next year's party theme with your friends. So he will have two themes, two boxes in his room. And throughout the weekend, you can put your dollars and change into one box or the other. And then I'll be there Monday morning. Or actually, I think we're doing the count slightly after noon on Monday this year. But we'll count it down. And they'll announce at this year's show what next year's party theme is for the Alt History track. Now, so many of these people have done so many change collection things that last year, some director, I don't remember what director it was.
Doesn't really matter.
I thought it was you, Lee. Anyway.
It was me, and it doesn't really matter. I just like the sound it makes.
Right. Yeah. So said something about, hey, what if we put a bucket in each room? And I went, hey, what if we did? So we got a bunch of paint cans donated from a store that preferred to remain anonymous because they said they just wanted to be charitable and they didn't ask permission from their home office. So we got 40 paint cans and covered them in a graphic, which you can see on our Facebook charity events page and Twitter and hopefully all over Facebook before too much longer. And maybe on a link to this chat. Anyway, and we called it the Change for Change Initiative. And we put buckets in each room. We let them know we'd be back on Monday morning to pick up. And the whole idea was that before you get on the plane, before you get in your cab, before you go back home on Monday, take everything out of your pockets and just drop all the change in a bucket. I mean, it's not going to make that much difference to you. Really, it might be 12 cents. It might be $1.25. But it's not going to make that big of a difference to take the change out of your pocket and just drop it into a bucket.
And this Extract started this because I just basically asked for money one year and I got money and I was kind of amazed. And now we do different things for that. Your charity stuns me each and every year just to give.
Well, this stunned me last year because I hope to get, you know, maybe across 40 tracks, maybe we get, I don't know, $500. That would have been awesome. Yeah. So we spent a couple of hours sorting and counting change on Monday morning. And now bear in mind, we only got about 20 of these buckets that actually had change in them. Some of them, and I mean, that's nobody's fault. I didn't really announce it ahead of time. It was more of an at the show, impulse introduced to the tracks. So out of about half of the tracks participating in that, we gathered all the change together. We sat, we counted, and when we were done, there was over $2,200 in change.
Right.
Wow.
And $2,200
in change, people.
Change. Now there were a few bills here and there. I mean, yeah, some ones, I think we had A5 maybe, but in change, $2,200 with half the people knowing what was going on and participating. So this year, there will be a change bucket in every track room.
Exactly.
There will be, or there will be some way to contribute change. Now, those tracks that have the change collection, like the Young Adult Lit that does their House Cup and the Alt History, they're doing their own change collection. So just find somewhere to drop your change in. It doesn't have to be a bucket. There will be tin can, like coffee cans, in the dealer's hall, actually, that have the graphic that say change for change. Yes.
Awesome.
They will be all over the place. Some of the information desks will have boxes with the change for change thing. Now, to my knowledge, I don't believe anybody will be walking around with one of these buckets. That is not encouraged.
No, it's not. But let me just say that Extract, what we do, and we'll do this both in Extract and Paranormal, Monday during our last big panels, like our big guest panels, we will have this bucket. And we want it to be so heavy that my strongest person has to carry it, or my 18-year-old nephew, who's a minion,
gets strains himself and gets a hernia. And what we do?
I mean,
he's under insurance.
We're charity here, not danger inflection. I mean,
well, whatever. All right. Well, I guess I can't hurt my nephew.
You see how Lee runs her track.
Right.
Well, only for my nephew.
It's only a matter of time before she actually gets a Game of Thrones just because it suits her.
Right.
And if anybody wants to make me a Game of Thrones, that would be awesome.
Iron Throne. An Iron Throne.
But I want it like extra key. But what I was going to say is what we do during those big panels is I will be saying how many of you are flying or going somewhere and you just don't want to carry all this change that is somehow accumulated in your pockets.
Right.
We will have that bucket in our big ones and we love it when it makes noise. It makes us so happy when it goes click, 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 because we have a big metal bucket that I somehow got. So we will have the little paint bucket in our rooms and we're going to fill that one up, I hope, every day. But we will also have this big one that makes a lot of noise during the early Monday panels and get it over to Jen so she can get it counted up. But we love it making noise. Make noise, babies.
And honestly, this year with DragonCon saying we're going to match up to the first 100,000, every bit of your change gets doubled too.
Yeah.
So
guys, we have hit this mark there have been years where we've been close or right at it. And that's at 50K. We're at 100K now. That's going to be tough. But with people, go to the auctions, drop your change in, drop a dollar. X-Track will be just like every year, X-Track and Paranormal, because if I don't email him soon, though, he's going to shoot me. No, he's not. He's Canadian. He'll just look at me very guiltily and politely. We will have buttons for X-Track and for Paranormal. And you give us a buck, you get give us at least $5, you get a button, I think is how we do it. I can't remember. Whatever.
And
give us money and we give you a button or a sticker. Come on, people.
And we also have something new this year that we're doing. The charity track is selling silicone wristbands this year. I got the idea because my swimming pool at my complex, they have wristbands to let people know that, for entry. We got purple silicone bands that say DragonCon on one side and they say Special Olympics Georgia on the other. And they'll be $5, and we will have some at the charity at each of the auctions, and we'll have some at the charity event on Friday, the Trivia Olympics, and we'll also have them at the donation booth. And I will always have some on me. If you find me, you can always find some with me. There may be a couple people walking around with them. We're not sure the logistics on that yet, but we've got a limited number. We have 1,000 bands. That is all. So if you find one of us, fingers crossed that you can get one before they sell out.
Well, here's the thing. Down for 7 right now. Lee will take 3 and John needs 4. No, I know you can't do that. So we're going to have
estimating 80,000 people this year.
Woohoo!
So we have 1,000 bands and we're never doing purple again. And it will never say 2017 again. So if you don't get a purple first year silicone wristband from charity this year,
tough.
You don't get one.
Tough.
Hopefully we're gonna continue this in the coming years.
But it will never be purple again.
It will never say 2017, obviously.
Yeah, I think we're gonna try and do like a signature color each year so they'll never be repeated.
I love that idea. Also, guys. I know somebody right now is listening to this going, $5 for bands is too hot. It's going to charity. Suck it up.
It's going to charity. Well, and not only that, $5 is like our suggested minimum donation. Yep. If you want to drop a 20 in the bucket in exchange for a band, we're good with that.
Always. Oh, I'm the same way with a button. Our suggested donation will be X, which I can't remember. But hey, we've had a lot of people give us more, and we thank you for every penny.
And I think we've said this in years past. Let's just say that the estimated attendance is 80,000. Again, if everyone just threw a dollar in a bucket or in whatever, or bought a band or whatever, we've pretty much met the goal right there.
We're at 80 right there.
Yeah, we still got 20,000 to go. But, you know, with the auction and everything else, you get over the line. Yeah.
And we have how many volunteers, Jen? I want to say it's 2,000-ish volunteers, 2,500. If that's another
2,500 volunteers was my last.
Okay, there we go. So that's 80. That's 82,500, folks. $1 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's just a dollar dropping in a can somewhere.
Right.
That's not talking about the auctions. That's not talking about these wonderful bands. That's not talking about the rest of it. Come on, we can do this.
And even if you just
it's so easily within the realm of accomplishable.
Yeah.
I mean, some people bring peanut butter sandwiches and bottled water and that's all they have all weekend. And I get that. I was that person years ago. I couldn't buy anything at con. I came for the hangout and see my friends factor. And even, you know, splitting a hotel room with six people, I've been there. I haven't always been on staff. I haven't always been a director. I haven't always been the one in charge of gathering all this money together for charity. But even then, drop 50 cents in a bucket or drop a dollar next year or whatever. But those of you that have been going for years that get your pumpkin spice latte every morning or your cup of coffee that's, you know, you give them $2 and you get 50 cents change back because it's just coffee. I don't know. Where are you getting 99 cent coffee? Somebody let me know. But you get my point. Everybody's got change from something, usually. And that change may not mean jack or squat to you. It might mean the difference between a peanut butter sandwich or not. If it does, get your peanut butter sandwich. We're not advocating that we take money away from people that can't eat. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Really?
But if you have a little extra, then maybe make that little extra go a long way for somebody else that doesn't have any.
Don't make us pull out a Sarah McLachlan tune and start playing it in the background.
Oh, God,
too.
No. Don't do that.
I mean, just in the last volunteer meeting, Jen had one of her cans so that she could show everyone. And they said, well, let's pass it around. And in 2 hours, what was it?
$150.
And these are from the volunteers who are already volunteering all their time. So, you know, this is just, you know, emptying out the change in the bottom of your purse. And it's...
Well, yeah. I know a couple people we did. The volunteers went up there and I dropped a buck in. And a part of that was because I felt like I'd been guilty of stealing a baby earlier. So that was kind of my baby price for just holding a baby for a little bit. But yeah, there you go. Give them a buck, guys. Come on.
All right. Well, there is a ton of stuff that the charity obviously does. Head on over to, facebook.com/ what is it, DragonCon Charity? Is that what I just saw in the chat? Yeah. DragonCon Charity, facebook.com/DragonCon Charity. The D, the C, and the C are capitalized there. Sometimes that matters. The web is fun.
There is a link there to the Trivia Challenge Night event as well. So you can, if you show interest that you're attending or you will be there or you won't be there, or whatever, you can find out. There will be some trivia hints coming in the next few weeks. Maybe things that it would pay for you to know if you show up, or maybe if you bring certain items, a la Let's Make a Deal. So hints to come.
Yeah, and also, of course, head over to DragonCon.org and head over to the PR, media and PR site. Is that what it was? And then down below there,
it's media. If you go to the media and PR drop down, you'll see charity at the bottom and you can click on charities and that gives you all the information.
And as we said, they'll also be linked to all these sites will be linked inside of the post for this particular podcast. So we are at the part of the show.
We're done. Thanks
for coming, Dan and Lacey. I know we're running long, but I have to do this. So we have a little contest we like to play with our guests against Lee, and I'll give Lacey and Jen the option. Do you guys want to play together? Or you want to play as separate team, as separate individuals?
Oh, I totally need Lacey for geek trivia.
Oh, so, I don't know, man. See, I feel like we should compete. Everyone always thinks that we're the same person. Everyone's always like, hey, are y'all dating? No. Oh, you must be sisters. No, we're not the same person. We might need to compete.
Fine. Dude, I'll just be over here.
Apparently, okay, Lacey.
So I get two people to beat me up instead of just one.
Apparently, Lacey has a competitive side.
I'm not competitive at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lacey, I really like you. I know we've met before, but I really, really like you.
All right. So here's probably here's
a bad partnership.
Here's how the game goes. We're going to start with we'll start with giving Lacey the option, then Jen, and then Lee. So I'm going to give you three topics. We're going to play three rounds, and basically I'll give you something along the lines of well, I'll give you three topics to choose from. But if you were to say choose Dragon Con charities over since existence, Jen, you would say
gotcha.
You would say what?
American Heart Association.
And Lacey, you would say?
I'm sorry, I don't actually know what the game is.
DragonCon
Charity. So just name a DragonCon charity. Basically,
the Atlanta Food Bank.
And then Lee would say
Special Olympics.
And then we'd start back over with Jen, and she'd have to list another one. And basically, the idea is just to list as many items as you can as fast as possible, going one by one. And then whoever...
Yeah, you only list one at a time. He says a name, and then you have to list, and you have time to do it. Yeah.
And then if we pause or you can't think of anything, you're out, and then we continue with the remaining guests until we're just down to one person, or we happen to reach 10 in a particular area, 10 each. Because then we obviously know it's going to go on for us. Yeah.
And let me give you guys a hint. John swears this is not at all rigged. That's a big fat fib. But trust me, you don't need to be too worried. Somehow he's figured out what you guys like. And the questions are randomized but weighted. I don't care what he says.
Really, Jen and Lacey, you're just playing against each other at this point.
I can't win this. There is no way for me to win.
So randomly from the spreadsheet, I got a little whole little algorithm and everything.
Wait, do I get to win when I actually call for extract?
So Lacey, here's your choice of three topics, and so you're gonna pick one of them to play. We got SGU characters, Disneyland or World Rides, or characters from Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Well, Lacey gets to pick.
I'm going to go with Ghostbusters.
You're going with Ghostbusters. Okay. All right. And Lacey, we start with you. Then we'll go to Jen, then Lee. Okay. Go. Lacey.
Bankman.
Jen.
Holtzman. Jen. Oh, I just threw her out there.
She said Holtzman.
I missed it. Lee.
Slime.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Lee.
One at a time. Yeah. You're good. Yeah.
Lee.
I said Slimer.
Lacey.
Egon.
Jen.
Dana.
Lee.
Simon, the baby.
Lee. Simon was not the baby. Oscar was the baby.
Lee, you got another
Lee's
one?
Out.
Lee's out. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Ms. Slimer.
Not counting that.
Okay, Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
All right, I'll take that. Lacey.
Kevin.
Jen.
Egon.
She already said Egon.
Egon's already been said.
I thought you said Bankman.
I said Bankman, then Egon.
Egon. I don't. Stans, then. Ray.
Ray, what'd you say?
I said Ray when I found out that she had already said Egon.
Oh, okay, Lee.
That ooze slime stuff that was in the second movie, the pink slime. It didn't have a name. It was just pink slime.
It's no, I guess it was
fine. Statue of Liberty.
All right. I almost want to say that nothing from two counts, but anyway, go on. Lacey.
Well, I kind of do too, but
Lacey.
Walter Peck.
Oh, good one.
Jen.
Winston.
Lee.
Lenny, Mr. Mayor.
Lacey.
Janine.
Jen.
And Lewis.
I'm sorry, did you say something,
What'd
Jen?
You say?
Lewis.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Lee.
Tully. Rick Moranis.
Yeah. I couldn't remember his name. Okay. The Ecto One.
You're gonna have to give me a different one, because then we could say New York, because New York is its own character.
Well, no, I meant the Ecto One is in the car.
I understand. I mean, it's not a character.
No, I have to give him that one. Yeah, no.
All right. I cannot remember who Vigo, the guy in the painting. Vigo.
Oh, all right. Okay, Lacey. This is going a lot further than I thought it would. Lacey.
Abby.
Jen.
Aaron.
Lee?
Out.
Okay. Lacey?
The Keymaster?
The Gatekeeper. Sure, technically it was a different person. Jen?
Let's round out Patty.
Patty, you said? Okay. Lee? I mean, I'm sorry, not Lee. Lacey?
No, Lee's out.
Lacey?
Did we already say Winston?
Yes.
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 Okay, then the Gatekeeper.
Okay. Jen?
Can we use the new characters, like Dan Aykroyd was the caddy?
Sure.
In the new one? Okay.
Sure. Does he have a name?
He's literally IMDb the caddy, I think. I don't think they gave him a name. He shows up for 0.6 seconds.
All right, Lacey?
The Twinkie. The 200-pound Twinkie.
I can't give you that.
Wait.
The Twinkie doesn't count. Yeah, I'm not giving her the Twinkie. Don't worry about it.
No, that's good. I would say,
I think I'm out. Am I out?
I don't know because I got one more.
Right. Harold Ramis was a bust, a statue in the
sun. But he was still a statue. That's a. That's
I know. Okay. Bill Murray played the
what's the Truman Capote light character.
Yeah, the guy who was to defame them. He was. I don't remember his name though.
I got to call time on you. Jen,
I got nothing.
Jen, you got one more.
You got Rowan, the bad guy from the new movie. It's the only one I was thinking of. Yeah.
All right, so Jen gets 2 bonus points, going actually past the maximum of 10, going to 11 with that. In that round, Lacey got 8, Jen got 11, and Lee got 5. All right,
I'll take my 5 and be very proud of my answer.
Wait, and how did someone get 11? Someone get 8?
You get 2 bonus points because and you listed off the last.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so she got 9 plus 2.
Yeah.
See, I mean, there's already 6 points I am not going to get. So just know that right now with this game starting. I did get 2 yesterday with Steven. That is true.
Jen, it's your choice. These are your 3 options. Cooperative board games, fictional scientists, or fictional sci-fi captains. I assume other than real sci-fi captains, but fictional sci-fi captains.
What are we calling cooperative board games?
Don't choose it. Just go with another one.
Forbidden Island would be one of them. And that's a free one for whoever guesses, whoever takes it.
I go with Forbidden Island. Anybody else name one? Because I might just get 3 points.
Yeah, I'm out.
I got one, but
Settlers of Catan?
So
that was the only one I could think of, honestly.
Yeah, we don't like that game. So Jen.
I don't know.
So
one of the other two.
Let's go with... Oh, go ahead, John. What?
Oh, I was going to say, is that your choice, or are you going to go with one of the other ones?
Only if I get the 1 point. I'm just kidding. We'll go with fictional captains.
Fictional sci-fi captains. All right. Jen, you start. Then we go to Lee and Lacey.
Sam freaking Carter.
Lee.
Okay, I'm using captains as in captains of a starship. Is that okay, too?
That's fine.
She was... okay. I thought you were refuting my...
I thought Jen's was fine. I thought Jen's was absolutely fine. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Then I will go with Kirk.
Lacey?
Adama.
Jen?
Picard.
Lee?
Sulu.
Lacey?
Mal Reynolds.
Jen?
Kevin Sorbo. I don't know. Don't do her. Skinner. No, Skinner was not his name in Stargate. Nope. Time me out. Caldwell. And... How did I forget Caldwell? Oh,
no, you're terrible. In then. You got it before you he said it. No. You're it. In Caldwell.
Okay, Lee.
Solo.
Han Lee. Solo.
Lee. I mean, at least he rather. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chewbacca.
Yeah, sure.
He was captain. He was. He took over and. Yeah.
Oh, that is very true. Jen.
Uh huh.
All right, I got to kill time on you. I'm sorry. Lee.
Calrissian.
Okay. you just know them all by their last name.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Lando Calrissian, Captain Calrissian. He had the Millennium Falcon.
I didn't know if you were naming his son Lando. Sam Calrissian. Why not?
Just keep going,
Lacey.
How about Rey?
When she
took over in 7.
I will take that.
You know.
She piloted. I'll give you that. She piloted it for a little bit. She's okay.
But are we doing pilots or captains? Because I thought back to Wash with Serenity, but he was the pilot. Not the captain.
True.
Right. It would have to be Mal in that case. In the case of
I would make the
argument that
you just want to give her the point, and it's
Lacey
fine.
Lacey is correct because she was the only one. She was the only one managing that ship
there you
at the
go.
Time.
Okay.
Okay. Technically, she was only piloting it, but
keep going. Yeah. Janeway.
Oh. Okay. Yes. Lacey.
How about Spock? In the reboot, he was captain for X amount of time.
Okay. Lee.
I can't do new Kirk, right?
You did just say Kirk, which
also covers his dad too, by the way.
Yeah. It does cover his dad. Oh, Helmsworth, you were so adorable in that. Then we'll have Paris, Tom Paris, because he had his own ship in Voyager that he did. Don't even go there with me.
Lacey?
Lieutenant Gaeta was captain of Battlestar Galactica for 42 minutes.
That is true. Damn, that's good. That's good.
Okay, Lee.
I'm Lee. Sisko. He actually was a captain before they made
him. You have to defend everything, Lacey.
Yes, I do with you.
Captain Boomer.
All right.
From the original Battlestar.
Lee?
I mean, well, okay. Wow, really? Okay.
Remember, I don't have the answers in front of me, so I'm going by what you guys say, unless I happen to absolutely know.
Yeah, that one isn't, I would have, that's, really, Boomer? He wasn't a captain.
Send your
Apollo were both captains. Yeah.
Send your emails to 50 days at theunique.com. 50 days.
I mean, if we're using like the term captain as that way, then Captain Apollo, because he did. Oh well, hell, you could use Apollo because he was the captain of the Battlestar when he got fat.
Lacey, we'll take it. Fat. Sure, we'll take it, Lacey. In the interest of moving this along.
I'm sorry. Starbuck.
She
captain.
No, I'm calling that.
The second one?
I'm
gonna
have
she was just pilot.
She's a pilot.
All right.
In the second one, she was a pilot.
I got nothing.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I know. I got nothing.
All right, Lee, you get an option to add one more if you want. Otherwise, you still win this round anyway.
I'm trying to think. I was trying to think of one more. And I was
time's up.
Carol Danvers. She's fictional. She was a pilot.
Fine.
She's a captain. Captain Danvers.
Fine, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
And also, you know, so I, yeah,
all right.
There you go.
So, Lee, you get to pick the last round.
Oh, my God. Nobody said Captain America.
That would have been a good one.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So, wait, John, I'd like to know how many points I got there.
You got 11 points.
Two.
I got 11 points? Yep. I'll take it. No, I got more than two. Stop it. That was the first game.
Here's your choices.
Oh, Jesus.
Games that require more than three dice, which apparently no one's ever going to pick.
Nope.
No. Oh, wait. No, we did that yesterday. Oh, I forgot to mark it off. We did that yesterday.
And we screwed it up.
Because,
so, no.
No.
Did anybody say Yahtzee? I mean, come on.
Somebody did say Yahtzee, but Lee tried to insist that Trouble had more than one dice in the little bubble.
Because, dear God, Jen, you have a kid. You remember how much damn noise that game made? Doesn't it sound like it had a gajillion dice in that
little
bubble?
Yeah, but it's the button thing.
See, I never bought that game for my child.
Oh, does he want it now? Because I'll buy it for him. You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
He would look at me and go, really?
Yeah.
My child is such a doppelganger. It's awesome.
It is kind of awesome. Yep. Keep going. I'm sorry.
All right. So here we go. Discworld characters, characters from Shrek, or Disneyland/World Rides?
Let's do characters from Shrek.
Characters from Shrek.
Not that I'm going to win, but let's do characters from Shrek.
Lee, go.
Because, yeah.
Go.
Shrek.
Lacey.
Fiona.
Jen.
Donkey.
Lee.
Gingerbread Man.
Okay.
Gingy.
Lacey.
Prince Charming.
Jen.
Puss in Boots.
Okay. Lee.
Cinderella.
Oh. Was Cinderella in there?
Yes. Yes. But also Snow White. Okay. Cinderella. Lacey. Can you stop with Cinderella?
Lacey.
Sleeping Beauty.
Jen.
Dragon.
Yeah. Lee.
Dragon Babies.
Sure. Lacey.
Snow White.
Lee, Jen.
Three Blind Mice.
Yeah, there you go. Lee.
Pinocchio.
Lacey.
Farquaad.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good.
Jen.
Three Little Pigs.
There you go. Lee.
Oh Lord. Three Little Pigs. Oh God. What was his name? What?
In the hell is his I gotta name? Call time.
Oh no, give me just one more second. One more second. Come on.
One more second. One. Lacey, your turn.
Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin. He was the bad guy.
All right. Fine. Lacey.
Fairy Godmother.
Jen.
Big Bad Wolf.
Lacey. I mean, sorry, Lee.
Arthur.
Lee, I'm sorry. I'll give you that one, Lacey, but Lee.
Oh God. Now I am out now. That's it. I'm done.
Okay, Lacey already gave us one. Jen.
Arthur.
Yeah. What about the ogre babies? Are those considered characters?
Okay, sure. Ogre babies. Lacey.
The Queen.
All right. Jen.
The King.
Lacey.
Prince Charming's mother.
Oh, God. I thought Prince Charming's mother was the fairy godmother.
It was the fairy godmother. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So Prince Charming's father. Sorry.
He wasn't in there.
Yes, he was. He was a toad.
He was voiced by John Cleese, I remember.
John Cleese.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not Prince Charming's father. That's Fiona's father.
Oh, is that Fiona's father? Okay, so Fiona's father versus Charming.
I'm getting so confused.
All right, I can't. I'm gonna have to call it on you. I'm sorry. There's just too many. Jen, do you want to add a bonus point to your score there?
What about the ogre chasing mob? Any of those?
You still get the 2 bonus points. So.
I all of a sudden started thinking about all the bad guys, like the Wicked Witch who was in it and things like that. After you lose, you start thinking of more. So.
Right.
All right.
I was thinking about all the extra players, you know, the person
that ran Starbucks and all that stuff. Yeah, I think I got to 7, though. I'm not upset with my score here. Okay.
All right. So, Jen or Lacey, if could one of you give us where they can find all the information for charity events again, well, I tally up the scores and we will sign off.
Sure. First place is our Facebook group. If you go to facebook.com/DragonConCharity, no spaces, and that will have links to everything else, which includes going to DragonCon.org, mousing over the media and PR drop down, which will then give you charities at the very bottom. Click on that. Remember, that's also a hover where you can find the DC charity application, which link will also be on this chat. You can find us at the show in the Marriott, one level below the lobby, directly across from the Dragon Con store, directly to the left of the Walk of Fame if you are looking at the Walk of Fame. If you are coming out of the Walk of Fame, go to the right. That's pretty much it.
This
So
I got the scores, and these scores couldn't have been any better. I love how these scores were laid out. Lee,
I hate you.
You got 23 mm-hmm. points. Now that is your new high score. That is your new high score so far. Jen, you got 24 points. And Lacey, you got 24 points.
Yay!
So combined, you made 48 points to 23.
That's hysterical.
We're John, still the same person.
John, yesterday you did a tiebreaker. So, I mean, if they're still worried about being the same person.
Well, technically we're on the same team. So
I'm gonna leave it like that. Just
they really could not have been better than 23, 24, and 24. That's pretty good.
So until next time. Go ahead, Lacey.
I'm pretty impressed that I lost three times and I still matched the high score. I'm good with that.
Your losses were not so large between each of them that helped. So until next time, for Lacey, Jen, and Lee, this is John saying peace.
Love and charity, and bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.
Sounded like one of the characters from Freddy Fazbear's.
From what? From what?
Five Nights at Freddy's. It's a horror video game.
Oh, do I really?
You sounded like the balloon boy. It's like, bye, or whatever. I don't know. Sorry. I know you can.
I don't play that game. I've been doing that voice for years as our buyout, but okay. That's interesting.
It was very Howie Mandel of you.